Com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I wanna drink my java from my old tin cup while the moon goes shining down. Wanna hear the song of a whippoorwill. I wanna hear a coyote cry. I want to feel the saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride back on the Texas plains. Each night in my dreams, somehow it seems that I'm back where I belong. Just a country hick, way back in the sticks, back where I was born. Those city lights and those city ways are driving me insane. I wanna be back home, out alone, back on my Texas plains. I wanna drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes climbing high. I wanna hear the song of a whippoorwill. I wanna hear a coyote cry. Wanna feel the saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride, back on the Texas plains. I wanna hear the thunder as she beams and rolls. Wanna feel that rain in my face. 1,000 miles from the city lights, drawing a cowhand's wage. Wanna sleep at night, neath the stars above, with the cold moon shining down. Wanna cook my bacon over Texas coals, 50 miles from town. I wanna drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes climbing high. Wanna hear the song of a whippoorwill. Wanna hear a coyote cry. I wanna feel the saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, see him stepping pride back on those Texas plains. Back on those Texas plains.
Crowd goes
fantastic.
Wild.
Fantastic.
The crowd is wild. Hey, thank you. That was Cliff Seaman on the vocals there. And a whole bunch of guitars in the room here. We got Tim Thompson here, Vince Sanchez, and Cliff himself is still picking and grinning. And Cliff, I think you are the one who told me that the rest of the world plays their guitars backwards.
Well, they do, but we're trying to orient them.
So there you are, left-handed guitar picker that you are. Well, thank you very much. Get ready. We'll do some more stuff in a minute. We want to talk about the history of the El Paso County Historical Commission. The chairman is here.
Yes, sir.
Bernard Sargent is the chairman of the El Paso County Historical Commission. And we may or may not have a history moment at this point.
I just sent it back.
But
to
the whole,
Sergio.
But yes. Everything we're doing is historic this
That's
morning.
That's right.
So.
We're making history as we speak.
We have a meeting for the commission coming up. When is that?
1 week from this coming Monday at the United Bank of Paso del Norte. Starts at 11:30, goes till about 1 o'clock. Packed full of all kinds of things that we're trying to accomplish and things we're doing and successes we've had.
401 East Main Street, downtown.
Yes.
Call Bernie right now, 581-7920, and his pocket will ring, but don't answer because you're on the radio. Right? I mean, you take a mess. But the point is that the public is invited.
Absolutely.
And it's an open meeting. It's a, this is a county agency.
Mm-hmm.
And Les Parker, we should thank him completely for allowing the group to meet there on a regular basis. And the County Historical Commission, to me, I've been in this town for a while now looking in the history and stuff. It's the commission, it's the crowd that is making things occur. And it's been a while since it took me a while to figure that out.
Oh, yeah. We've got all kinds of things coming up. And I know that Patricia's very busy. And we work very closely with the Concordia Heritage Association. Although she is our secretary, we work very close with the Concordia Heritage Association to help them out with everything we can, too.
And Max Grossman's in the middle of that with the historic building business that he's interested in. And then,
we've got a slew of people that work their butts off.
Well, there's like one guy, and Robert Word, and all he does is he's just one thing he focuses on is Hart's Mill.
Yeah, he's the chairman of the subcommittee for historic markers, of which Hart's Mill falls into that category.
And by the way, we're going to have a marker event here in a couple of weeks radio show.
That's right.
And so
we're
going to
be honoring and celebrating the Syrian-Lebanese population in El Paso.
So the El Paso County Historical Commission is the crowd that was originally charged with markers and promoting and preserving El Paso history. Mm-hmm. That's the definition that you're allowed to expand on all over the place.
And we do.
And you do. And that's the fabulous thing about the commission, because it is a group of volunteers, mm-hmm. and they're really not interested if you want to come in and look nice. I mean,
oh, trust me, you see our group. No, that doesn't work.
But that's not the point. You know, it's not to feel good about coming. No. Actually, get something done and promote El Paso history.
And there's so much here. It's just mind-boggling when you talk to people who say, I didn't know that. And they're natives or second or third generation El Pasoans. And they just look at you and go, wow, did you learn that in school? I said, no, I was in California in school. We didn't learn much of anything out there.
Oh, there's all kinds of things that you
surfs
can learn
up.
About El Paso history. The history of El Paso is so varied, I think that's why we have a hard time promoting it.
Yeah.
It's so layered. It's all over the place.
Where do you start?
That's just it. So if you want to go chronologically, you got to take the Europeans coming in 1598, mm-hmm. roughly at that time frame,
sure.
and whatever happened after that. But then if you take the kinds of, like the geological history, goes so far much
millions
further
of
back.
Years.
And so there's people looking into that as well.
Well, then you've got Mimi, who was in here earlier, talking about the history of El Paso High School.
That's right. She was there when they built it.
No, she wasn't.
It's a good thing the front door's locked.
Don't let her back in on the set. No, she'll get us. She knows where we live. Anyway, let's do this if we can. Let's take a look at the item that we normally do at the top of the program on the second hour, and that is the History Moment, written and produced by Melissa Sargent, and it is for the El Paso County Historical Commission. Today, check this out. Listen up on this one, guys. Here's a story about an unusual but effective way to rope a steer.
A new style of rodeoing. At the 1904 Midwinter Jubilee Rodeo, Bill Pickett, a black cowboy, introduced a new daredevil sport he invented, never seen before in El Paso, called bulldogging. Spellbound, the audience watched as the gates flew open and out dashes a steer with Pickett on his horse right on his heels. Soon, Pickett closes in and leaps from his horse onto the steer's back and grabs the horns, wrestling the steer to the ground, all the while gripping the steer's lip with his teeth, much to the thrill of the audience. The biting of the steer's lip is a trick that Pickett learned while watching his cow dogs herd cattle.
This was an El Paso History Moment. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
Okay, that's something like putting lipstick on a cow.
I just can't get over the fact. I mean, I understand how you watch the dogs do it from their perspective, but coming from the back of a bull, trying to get down and bite his lip and still hang on?
I don't think a lot of that's done anymore, is it? I mean, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they bite their lip.
There was even one person that jumped out of an airplane onto the back of a bull and did that.
Oh, dear.
Just once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Didn't have an opportunity to do it again. One thing I want to do is thank the crowd in the control room, by the way. They've been putting up with this in here. We've got like 8 microphones open in here. And somehow Sergio is managing. So I want to thank Sergio Valenzuela for being the main man electronically in there. Thank you kindly, sir. And Shelley Sutherland, the lady on the phones here. We do appreciate that. All right, who's got a cowboy story? Anybody over here, Beulah, you got a cowboy story?
Patricia grew up on a
you,
ranch.
You guys had one.
Yeah, well, we'll let Madam Beulah talk.
Madam Beulah.
Well, what I was going to share is that my mother swears that I cut my teeth on my daddy's saddle in the old wash house. We lived on a ranch in Bee County, which is South Texas, and I really don't remember much about the cowboy life. I just remember seeing my dad and my brothers on horseback. I knew that they drove cattle between our ranch and my grandpa's ranch in Beeville. And I do recall seeing them ready to round up all those pesky armadillos. That, for some reason, stands out in my mind.
Were they getting away the cows or what?
They were digging holes.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yes.
And they were, the cattle and the horses would break legs.
Oh, yeah.
And I do remember, though, always hearing cowboy music, and I was desperately in love with Roy Rogers. And there was a post in our corral, just small enough that I could stand, and that was my kissing post.
Oh, dear.
I kissed that post slick. That was Roy Rogers. I really was jealous of Dale Evans. She didn't exist as far as I was concerned.
Did you get splinters?
No splinters. No, the cattle had already rubbed it down, and so I just kissed on top of the
Don't talk about his trigger, okay? Just don't go
there. But definitely, I grew up with the Western lore. I've got my dad's chaps, and my brothers have, when they visit me, tell me what the different stains mean, and they remember. When we doctored the worms, the cattle worms, for instance, the medication stained, it was in the pocket, and it stained the chaps.
You know, there's a lot about beef production we don't need to know.
and I've also got my dad's branding iron and my grandpa's branding iron.
Oh, that's something.
So I've got some great collections.
Do you have the saddle with the teeth marks in it?
No, I wish I did. No, but that was my claim to fame.
You know, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but
a lot of bull going on in here.
I got to meet Dale Evans.
Oh,
and that was one of the neatest things.
Of course, it would be. I know.
Get the mic, Tim. The mic.
I saw her at the San Bernardino Fairgrounds. We were in Victorville, California. And Ronald Reagan was running for office for the first time. I got to shake his hand, and then we moved on to the next stage. It was a Western gospel sing. We were invited to sing at that. And I looked around and turned around just as close as I am to you, and I said, you're Dale Evans. She said, yes, I am. And I didn't know what to say. I said, well, I'm Tim Thompson. I said, I love you. And she said, well, I love you too.
She would,
and
of
she
course.
Hugged me,
yeah.
And it was so neat. What a neat lady, yeah.
Well, I have had the pleasure of meeting Dusty and being around him several times and having my picture made with him. So I've been blessed.
Bernie, you had a date with Nellie Bell, right?
Yeah, I was just thinking of that story. When I was real young, I mean, like last week, we lived upstairs in a two-story home, and my dad liked to go hunting with his brothers. He had a lot, you know, Catholic family, no rhythm, lots of brothers. So they would go hunting all the time in the wintertime, and it was opening deer season day, so everybody shut down. You know, you close your office, you close your factories. It's opening day deer hunting.
Oh, yeah.
And it was snowing unbelievably hard that particular day going into the night, and my dad was waiting for his brother to pick him up out front. And we were watching Roy Rogers, which we did religiously. I have a Roy Rogers T-shirt, the whole shot. Sit there watching it, and all of a sudden, Nellie Bell came up. The horn beeped. My dad took off running down the stairs with his guns and everything. He was ready to go hunting. He came back upstairs, you know, saying words that I probably never heard in a pool hall. Very upset, and he looked at the TV. He goes, it was that damnable Nellie Bell got me outside in the cold snow. He heard the horn from Nellie Bell, and he thought he was going to go hunting.
Because it was on TV.
It was on TV.
Wow.
Yeah.
Say, stranger things have happened. Yeah, well, you guys have another cowboy story. You probably have another song here coming up here. Yeah. What now? Is your story going to take a minute or two?
Oh, it's going to be lengthy. So
okay,
you want to wait?
Let's do the trivia first, then.
Okay.
Vincent Sanchez has got a story. We're going to have to hear.
That's
We want to hear. Right. I do trivia earlier.
Okay,
what do you say?
Yes.
You ready for that?
So we're
going to
go. What are our prizes this hour? It's going to be Pepe's videos?
Well, we could do one more Pepe's. We may not have any next week.
Okay.
But we got a couple.
That are the one of the DVDs, which is
throw the
DVDs out. Smelters. You've got the Ghost Stories.
That has to last
Mexican
a month.
Revolution Sites. You've got El Paso Gold's. Let's see. Legends of El Paso's Mountains, Six Gunfights of the Old West, and Tom Lee's El Paso. She got some great choices.
There's a bunch of stuff there to take a look at
and
if you wish.
This has got to be an easy one.
Well, the Tom Lee's El Paso is very appropriate because October's Tom Lee month.
It is
right.
Coming up here. You got that.
And get ready for it.
And ghosts are flying now. They'll be all over in October.
Okay. The question is, where did the young cowboy meet Felina?
Oh, please. You mean in that song?
That's right.
Oh, my God. What a song. What a story.
It wasn't in Hollywood. I'll tell you that.
Okay, what's the actual question again?
Where did the young cowboy meet Felina?
Felina. We know who that is.
Yes.
Wicked Felina.
Well, I'm being nice to her. Just Felina.
Shall we get these people to call
us
and win a prize?
Give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
We hope you'll never need us. We hope you'll never have an emergency like a flood or fire in your home. But if you do, we're here, ready to help 24/7, 365 days a year. We're Service Master Restore. For over 60 years, we've helped homeowners get back to normal when a disaster like fire, water, or mold damages their home. We know the first steps taken make all the difference between a small cleanup and a costly restoration. So we want to send you a free guide, Emergency Damage Control Tips, so you'll always be prepared. Simply text CARE to Service Master Restore at 42424. When dealing with a flood or fire, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. So we treat your home as you'd treat it, helping you during every step to get the job done to your complete satisfaction. We're Service Master Restore. When you don't know what to do next, we do. For your free guide, text CARE to 42424. Again, text CARE to 42424.
Message and data rates may apply.
YWCA El Paso is on a mission to empower children to be learners and leaders. If you're looking for an enriching, fun, and safe child care and after-school program for your kids, come to the YWCA. Because in life, children deserve the best, and you deserve peace of mind every step of the way. Learning together, growing together. YWCA El Paso, the educational partner you can trust. Call 519-0000 or visit ywcaelpaso.org to register and learn more.
YWCA, where the W makes a difference.
You're not born knowing everything, but you can always learn. At Experian, we believe it's the same with managing your credit. With handy tools and answers about how credit works, you can learn to get better. Because credit isn't just a score. It's a skill. And we want you to master it. Go to Experian.com to enroll in Experian Credit Works today.
There's an app for everything, but there's none for real fun.
Come on,
put down the phone and call on Western Playland. The rides, the food, the place to download some laughs.
Western Playland is open on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, starting at 3 p.m. Plus, Western Playland will be open Labor Day Monday from 2 till 7 p.m. Western Playland. Take I-10 to Sunland Park, exit 13.
So get off your app and head to Western Playland.
Western Playland!
It lets you listen to the best live radio stations in the country. It lets you create custom music stations with over 20 million songs. It lets you listen to thousands of podcasts. But its most amazing feature is that it's free. Yeah, I said free. Our iHeartRadio app. All your favorite music. All your favorite stations. All free. Free. Use our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got trivia coming up here in a short moment. Here, got to tell you a few things first. Next week coming in, we're going to have Marilyn Weaver in the studio. She's our guest to explain the old West Town that she has built on her property in Mesquite, New Mexico. And that's kind of cool. So second hour, the Marker Committee of the El Paso County Historical Commission. They're going to describe the history of the new marker in the El Paso area. And this is for the Syrian and Lebanese people. A marker to their history because a bunch of them showed up over history. We got a section of them in our group. Okay, September 17, hour one, Glenn Ely coming in talk and a radio show. And he is going to have an event later in the day, I understand. And he's going to talk about El Paso in the Civil War, which we don't hear much about. Second hour on the 17th, Max Grossman's in, vice chair of the County Historical Commission, what's going on with buildings in downtown. September 24, hour one, what's on for Tom Lee Month this year? Hour two, there's a painting of Don Haskins is opening up an exhibit at the International Museum of Art. Joe Gomez. There's Joe Gomez. Joe Gomez has the painting. So he's going to have a Mitzi Coarte come in, museum director, talk about the painting and the new things going on down there at the International Museum of Art. What you got?
I've got the lecture and book signing, The Texas Frontier and the Butterfield Overland Mail Trail book. And it's this is going to be Saturday, September 17th, from 2 to 3 p.m. And they're going, but I don't have a location for this. I just realized.
Glen Ely, Museum of History.
Oh, it's going to be at the Museum of History. Okay, there we go. So sorry about that. Join us for a lecture and a book signing event with Dr. Glen Sample Ely. He's a historian and a documentary producer. And he'll take you back in time on a tour of El Paso County on the eve of the Civil War on the upper road through Guadalupe Mountains and Waco Tanks and along the lower road through Van Horn, Fort Quitman, Fabian, San Elizario, and Concordia. Along the way, you'll learn about the country's major antebellum sites and meet the people living and working in these remote frontier settlements. For more information, call 915-212-3163.
A lot of history in this town. A lot of people doing something about it. History Museum doing good stuff. Although, another thing to also talk about is the celebration of our mountains, real quick. Just Google them. And there are hikes all over the place. You want to get someplace interesting?
Yeah.
They're probably going there. All right, to the trivia questions. Are you ready?
Okay.
Oh, we're going to go with Kathy is on the radio. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Great.
Well, good. Thank you, ma'am. You ready for a question? We're going to repeat the question.
Where did the young cowboy meet Felina?
Rose's Cantina.
Ah.
Is that a good one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We'll give it to you.
Wake up, everyone.
What else could there be, right? Hey, you got that for sure. Okay, pick a DVD here. We got some other callers behind you.
Yeah, we've got a Smeltertown, the Ghost Stories of El Paso, Mexican Revolution Sites, the Legends of El Paso's Mountains, the Gunfights of the Old West, and Tom Lee's El Paso.
Pick one now.
Tom Lee's El Paso.
There you go. Hold on the phone. Shelley, tell you how to pick that up. Thanks for playing. Hold on there, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay, got another question for the next person in line. We got a bunch of phone calls going on here. This one is Andorra. Andorra, good morning. You're on the radio.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Well, thank you.
Question. New question.
New topic. We got the other one answered.
I knew the other one.
Okay. Well, this one's going to be, you're going to try this one. Where did, in cowboy terms, what does doggy mean? Is a get along little doggy?
A cow. A calf.
Yes.
A calf, yes. Actually, specifically, it's a calf with no mother.
Well, we'll take this calf, won't we?
Yes.
Get on, little doggy.
And it comes from a Spanish term. So you should get a Spanish lesson here. It's a Spanish word meaning dogal, meaning short rope used to keep a calf away from its mother during milking.
Oh.
Trivia.
I didn't know that one.
And in Italian, the D-O-G-A is the doja. He's the guy that ran Venice.
There you go.
The name of the guy. Little calf over there. You never can tell what's going on. Oh, I appreciate it.
So you want a video? Which video were you interested in?
We got some
in?
Left here. What do you got?
I think the Ghost of El Paso.
Oh, indeed. Do that one. All right, fair enough. Well, thank you for playing. Hold on, Shelley. Tell you how to pick this thing up.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a whole lot. I appreciate that. Well, you know, we got all kinds of videos here. We got all kinds of time, but we got to go do something else at this
That's
point
right.
here. Shall we do that?
No, we should.
All right, Shaky, are you ready for a break here, Senor? What's that phone number? What's the Facebook doing?
Well, the Facebook we've got, I've been trying to get, we just had somebody thank us for the sing-along. We had a couple of people listening and singing along.
Oh, by the way, raise your hand unless you're driving. Raise your hand.
Yeah. Were you both hands if you're driving.
Were you singing along? Thank you very much. Raise your hand. Say yay.
Somebody take a count.
Yeah, oh, there's 75, 80. Get the next highway. We had 4,012.
Yes.
That was fast. Okay, good stuff.
Get that one over there,
now what's the phone number? Hey, whatever.
Okay, it's 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution Sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
This year will mark the 15th anniversary of 9/11. Join iHeartRadio in observing this 9/11 as a national day of unity and service. Visit 911day.org and add your name to the millions of others who are pledging to do good deeds this 9/11 and promote nationwide unity. Any good deed counts. Help a friend or neighbor, give away clothes you don't need, donate to a charity, or volunteer locally. Visit 911day.org right now. That's 911day.org.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-780-8280 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-780-8280.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
One company is on a mission to put 1 million people to work each year. Sounds like a big number, doesn't it? Not to Express Employment Professionals. Maybe you're a skilled CNC operator or welder. Or maybe you're looking to find a new job in distribution. How about a forklift operator? We are committed to your success and never charge you a fee to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is on a mission to put 1 million people to work each year. Let us help. We'll open doors for you. Go to expresspros.com to find a location near you.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got the Cowboy Band ready to go in a moment or two. We got a couple things we need to tell you about El Paso Inc. This week, what's in the ink only?
How an El Pasoan who graduated from MIT plans to make financial planning easier for Hispanics.
Inside EPISD's $668 million bond. Why the school superintendent and board president say now's the time to build, consolidate, and close some schools.
And the real truth about all those tax increases. Who will pay more this year and what to expect next year?
El Paso Inc. is online at elpasoinc.com and available for home and business delivery.
Call 915-534-4422 to subscribe.
And what happened to the cowboy music dude? Stand thee by. Go.
You know, I remember the first time I seen him coming into town. He was riding a little Shetland pony. And that horse was so short, he was so close to the ground, he only needed 3 legs. But little Tim the Wrangler had come to town. And I saw him in a bar room one day, and I heard this song. Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. I could see he wasn't a large man. I could tell he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3" and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kinds of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was a sadness that came from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. said he would work through the winter. For 30 a month in his board, I started to say where he might land a job when a fellow came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble from the way he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself. Come down, wait on a man. The little eyes of the little man narrowed. Smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told him, I'd better go. Find him a couple glasses of milk, then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain you're looking for trouble. And trouble, what I try to shun. If that's what you want, well, that's what you get. Cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, feet wide apart on the floor. And I hadn't noticed there on his hip was a short-barreled bad 44. And it was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward, said, when you call me Shorty, say mister, my friend. Maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped, and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cussed once or twice in a whisper, said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning. The bad 44 was the same. The 44 spoke, and it sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. For the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt. The bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment. Then he holstered the bad 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly, he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. And if we meet again, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty. your friend.
Around the campfire.
Very nice.
Up on your Shetland pony and ride.
There you go.
Around the campfire with Cliff Seaman, Tim Thompson, Vince Sanchez, all playing guitar there. Thank you very much, Cliff. That was really cool. And I hear a fire still going back in the corner there somewhere.
Yes.
Campfire going.
Slowly working.
I hear crackling and crackling, crackling.
Yeah, I keep feeding. I keep putting logs on there. It's getting
bigger. Oh, you're the one. Hey, Vince Sanchez, you guys have a story about Cowboys lore you want to tell?
Oh, yeah. We got a story about a couple of Wranglers that were running around the Southwest here back in 1876, around that time. And we're going to do a little role play.
Yeah, I was a bit of a teenager and gotten a little bit of a scrape in Deming. Silver City. Got a little bit of a scrape there. Ended up killing a butcher with a knife. Ironic.
Who was that?
Because he had insulted my mother. And so I figured I had to get out of town. So gave my mom a big kiss on the cheek. Actually, I had the butcher's blood all over me. And my mother wasn't too happy about that or the fact that I had killed this man and knew I was going to be a wanted young man. So I headed west. And along the way, met up with a couple of different interesting individuals. Went to Tucson, learned how to play Monty. I became quite a gambler, made quite a bit of money, but I didn't like big city of Tucson, go figure.
Yeah.
So that's when I worked my way south, and I met this guy who became one of my best friends, my compadre.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
You remember me, huh?
I do remember
Chivito.
You. Yeah.
My name is Melquiades Segura.
That's right. And I met you in Hermosillo, and we began playing Monty together.
Yes, I taught you how to play Monty a better way, huh?
Oh, yeah, where I'd win money this time.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. In fact, we learned how to make money a little bit better way when we were down there, too.
Oh, well, we went to all the pulquerias and the cantinas there in Sonora, my old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Is this the kid?
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And we
called him Chivito.
Ah, the kid.
See? And he was. I had learned to speak Spanish in New Mexico territory.
New Spanish.
Mexico.
There you go. Yeah, see? And we went down there. We had some fun. I mean, and we managed to find some Monty dealers when they were going home.
I remember when we were in that place and we were playing with that Don Jose Martinez.
Yes, I remember it well.
Group, but we won a lot of money from that man, but then he... He caught on to you.
Yeah, he said some things to me I didn't like a whole lot, so we decided that he would part with his money and with the ability to breathe.
That's right. I mean, I had no choice. I mean, he was blocking the doorway with his back to me.
That's right.
And he was looking for you, so I had to clear the doorway. There was no back door in that pulqueria.
No.
All I can say is, sorry.
Lead poisoning struck him really quick.
Right, so then we had to leave.
Yeah, what, the Chihuahua?
We went over the Sierra Madre, see, and we cleaned house there too in all the pulquerias there.
We had a lot of fun there too.
Oh, see.
Senoritas are beautiful.
Oh, my.
They love to dance, and
yes.
I like to dance with them. And you covered my back a lot of times there.
Many times, I know.
Chivito. Yeah. You know, but then we had to get out of Mexico. It got a little bit too hot for us
down
there, too.
I remember.
Yeah. And then you went off to your rancho, your family's rancho over there just south of the San Elizario.
Yes, but before that, we got very rich. Remember the last one that we knocked up over there?
With his peon friend.
He was carrying a big bag.
It was decorated with gold and silver.
Exactly, and then we waited for him because he had a big hacienda.
Yeah.
And everybody loved him there in that town.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why we had to leave. Because, we took care of that. We were waiting for him in that adobe shack next to his hacienda.
Yeah.
And we showed up. When he showed up at home with his peon friend, carrying this big sack.
Full of gold.
We took care of that, senor.
We did. And we actually ran those horses to the next ranch. We paid for the horses that time.
You should have seen that peon shaking in his huarachis when I took that bag and gave it to you.
Yeah, he thought lead poisoning was going to hit him, too.
And then I said, let's go, vámonos. Let's go north.
Rápido.
Northeast.
See?
Northeast to that place you were talking about.
Yeah.
San Elizario.
Yeah. And then I went up to Mesilla to visit some of my friends that I had met earlier.
Well, too bad that you left me because in San Elizario I got into a little bit of trouble out there.
But fortunately you found a little friend that would come up to Mesilla and find me.
Yeah, I was out there in a pulqueria they called the La Colorada Saloon.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman there, a big, huge rancher there, I don't know what his name is, Margarito Mendoza or something like that, but everybody loved him too. He was a politician in San Elizario.
Aren't they all?
Seat. The county, he was also well, well to do.
Yes, and, he was very well to do.
See, he accused me of cheating.
Go figure.
I should have stuck with Belmonte. I should have stuck with plain Monte because I was no good at hiding an ace up my sleeve. So
no.
I had to. But they accused me of murder. But see, that was wrong. That
very
was
wrong
because it was self-defense, according to me. I mean, that walking cane sure looked like a hog leg to me.
And like I always said, I only kill people that deserve to die.
And I got one more thing to say.
What?
Sorry. I mean, then I had a little Mexican friend who was hanging out at the jail there. And I told him, can you go to Mesilla, New Mexico, and find my amigo, mm-hmm. Chivito? They call him William Bonnie. They call him Billy the Kid. And you'll find him there in Doña Ana.
Dancing with the Mexican girls?
Yeah, that's what I told him. Just look for all the pretty Mexican women and you'll find him. And tell him to come San Elizario fast because
and he did.
They're going to make a piñata out of me. And guess what?
And then he would stand around and go, sorry.
Tell me about your ride to San Elizario.
Oh, I had to stop. You know, it's like 40 miles to El Paso, or they called it Franklin then. So I stopped in one of my favorite bars there, you know, Peter Den's Saloon in El Paso, and I had a few drinks and I said, well, I must be going. And I wanted for medicinal purposes. But what I wanted to do is feed my horse, but they had nothing to feed the horse that time of night. So I ended up giving him some crackers that tied him over until I got down. So Old Gray took me into
but
San Elizario.
That's the trick. Old Gray liked them crackers because it got him all the way to San Elizario at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, and I found the guard. One guard was sleeping.
Uh-huh.
You were shackled, and the other guard was standing by the door.
Uh-huh.
And when I knocked on the door, I said in Spanish that I was there with a couple of Americanos that I needed to turn over to
that
him.
That did the trick. He opened the door, and you put the pistola in his panza, and you took me out. You threw the keys up in the roof of the jail, and we rode off to Mexico into the hearts of history, of Old West history.
Yes, we did. And the rest is history. I ended up going out to Lincoln County after that, and we'll learn more about McSween and my good friend over there in Lincoln County in a couple of weeks.
The story of Billy the Kid in El Paso going to San Elizario. Thank you, gentlemen. Very interesting. We're going to take a break and be back in just a moment.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson paid by OpenJAR.
Attention, this is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation, even if you haven't experienced any injury at this time. IVC filters have been considered an accident waiting to happen by many. Call the IVC helpline now at 800-216 Hurt for a free consultation with an experienced attorney. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, internal bleeding, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys are ready to fight for you. You pay no fees unless your case is settled, but time is limited to make a claim. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has an IVC filter implanted, call the IVC helpline now. Operators are standing by 24/7 to take your call at 800-216-HURT. 800-216-HURT. That's 800-216-HURT. Hurt.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
It's sold out. Our iHeartRadio Music Festival 2016.
YouTube,
Drake,
Florida, Georgia Line,
and more.
Yeah.
The only way in is to win. September 23rd and 24th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Keep listening to win.
State Farm celebrates great artists and the good neighbors back home who helped make them who they are today. Go to NeighborhoodSessions.com to check out Artist Stories, a brand new music series created by State Farm Neighborhood Sessions.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are almost out of here. We're going to go around the room here and tell one last story. If you got a short one, we can do that. I want to tell one real quick about a newsletter that comes out on a regular basis. It's the El Paso Southwest Flyer. And I got this in the PDF in the email this week. It's and contact this guy to get on this list, upper14@AOL.com. It's Ron Dawson, UPPER, the number 14, at AOL.com. What's worth it is he brings up all these old pictures of old trains. And he was talking about somebody going to the Rose Bowl, and they had five trains out of Dallas, and they all got together, went right through El Paso. There's all kinds of history there. So that's something to take a look at there. Melissa, your thoughts. We're almost out here, but your thoughts.
I just want to bring up something, that there's going to be a 9/11 memorial in Northeast El Paso next Sunday, of course, 9/11, September 11th. And Cliff Seaman, you've got the details on that. Could you share that with us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm so proud to be associated with an association called Flags Across America El Paso. We're putting together an event September the 11th. It's the 15th anniversary of that cowardly act. And we're here to let America know and let the world know we're not going to forget it. We want to invite all of you out that morning. It is a Sunday. That morning from 8 to 10:30, we'll have a ceremony that will honor first responders and the events of the day. We'll talk about the plane crashes and the things that happened. Have some great people out there and some first responders you can come and respond with. So join us. Then 6 o'clock that night, we're going to dance under a 5,000 square foot flag. There's a big star under it. You're going to dance on that star, and you're going to look up and see that huge red, white, and blue old glory and the glorious sky that God is going to present that'll be filled with West Texas stars. Bring a cooler, no alcohol or glass. Bring a lawn chair. Bring your friends, your family, everybody you ever met. Get out there. We're going to have lots of entertainment, live music. It's at Diana and 54. If you can't find that street, you look for a flag. She will be flying.
September 11th, Cliff Seaman.
September 11th.
And thank you for everything you've done in here this morning. Beulah, you got a last thought or two?
Oh, I just wanted to tell everyone that our Concordia Heritage will be doing our walk through history. And we're going to do that on October 15th. And if you want to come tell a story, be a storyteller, or portray someone, or just help us out, give me a call, 915-591-2326.
Bernie, your last thoughts of the day.
Yes. Yeah, I just want to thank Jackson and my wife for inviting us all in here today. And during the fire, I mean, it's awful warm in here. Yeah, I like that.
No more logs in the fire?
No more logs in the fire.
Yeah, we're about done with
that. But thank you again.
Tim, thank you for kindly for coming in here.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. And Vicente.
Si.
Yeah, gracias.
Thank you very much
for having me. For coming in here. Melissa, we're about gone here. Should we come
back
next week?
Yes, we should.
We're going to come back next week and do it again. You guys have a music or a thought or two on your way out? Keep going here. Everybody else, ephistory.com for anything about the radio show. Everybody else, we'll see you next week. Again, thank you in the control room, everything you're doing in there. Do appreciate it.
Check out the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
And also, El Paso History Matters, another radio show, 7:30 Saturday mornings next Saturday. We'll see you then. Thank you all for joining us. Have a happy Cowboy Day.
Yeehaw!
You guys have another minute to go.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
Hi, everybody. Before you fire up the barbecue for the long weekend, I want to talk a little bit about the